State Representative Jim Walsh, Republican from Aberdeen, a big friend of the show. We're huge fans of his. He's in a bit of a controversy right now after the Seattle Times did a piece where they show him wearing a yellow Star of David at a speech he was giving in Lacey over the weekend. It was a reference to how some people feel like Jews in Nazi Germany and Jews in general during the Holocaust were sort of persecuted in similar ways to COVID restrictions being placed on those of us here in Washington State and across the country. Obviously, it is imagery that is deeply offensive to a lot of people. So joining us to discuss what happened and how it all went down is State Representative Jim Walsh. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jason. Let me start right away by saying this gesture went too far. It was inappropriate and offensive, and I'm terribly sorry that it happened and that I was part of it.
I'm glad you're apologizing for this, because I think, and I can tell in your voice, that you heard the concerns from people after seeing the imagery and some of the language that was used. So if you could, just take us through how this started. How did the star get on to your shirt?
Well, at the event, our intent was to make a signature, make a symbol of common humanity and frustration whenever anyone is objectified and minimized. And that intent was just not executed. Effectively, it went too far.
Because as I think you realize that what you were calling out is actually what you ended up doing to Jews, correct?
That was not the intent, but I understand many people take it like that, and you know, it was an idea that just didn't execute right. It didn't execute effectively, and for that, I'm terribly sorry.
What was the message that you were trying to send as it relates to COVID?
Well, that these processes of denying people their rights, their civil liberties, may begin innocuously, but they can lead to terrible outcomes, and that's a point that I think it is important to make. The erosion of civil liberties and foundational rights always begins gradually and gets worse and worse and worse and quickly worse over time. And that's what we need to be vigilant against, to not allow small infringements, small erosions of basic humanity, of civil liberty and foundational, what we call constitutional rights. We have to be vigilant to make sure that they don't start being eroded gradually and then quickly into horrible outcomes. And I just wish we could have made that message better. I think the words that we discussed were okay, but the mm-hmm. imagery was what was went too far and
yeah.
defeated itself.
The imagery, it was offensive, and I think you know that. And you know, a few hours ago, you had written on Facebook calling out the Seattle Times piece, and you called it. You said hyperpartisans are trying to make a sign of solidarity into something bad. So has something changed in the last several hours that has sort of caused you to apologize in this way rather than push back at the Times, which, by the way, I think you're right that the Seattle Times, the intent there was to go after you. And I made this point earlier that they seem to be okay with Nazi imagery and this kind of horrible language and horrible imagery. And it was horrible what you did in the imagery. But they were okay with it when it was being done towards Donald Trump and towards Republicans. So I don't take them for much more than partisans. But obviously, you know me, and you know that I'm a fan of yours. And I also thought this went too far. So what has changed over the last several hours between that Facebook post and now?
Well, Jason, I'm not sure anything has changed. I think that there is some partisanship in this, but let's leave that aside. That's not what's important. What's important is I respect you immensely. I respect many of the people that I know who are offended by this, Jews and non-Jews, very much. And it's just gotten back to me during the day today how far wrong this imagery went, and the idea, which was meant to speak to our common humanity, just misfired.
Yeah,
and there's just no explaining it other than that.
No, and I appreciate your willingness to apologize, because there are some folks who do things like this and they don't. And I was talking earlier on Cairo Radio with Dori Monson about this, and you know, I was asked the question, you know, do I still have respect for you? Are you still a friend of the show? And I say, yes, because the way I judge people are good faith versus bad faith. And I truly don't think you meant it in a bad faith way. That said, as I've said, it doesn't really change the offensive nature of it. But I do think that good faith versus bad faith is important here. And I'll give that same kind of deference to someone who politically I disagree with, who also didn't intend to do something in a bad faith way. What was some of the response from the folks who were understandably upset? What did they say to you?
Just that the imagery is intense and can't effectively be used to make points like this. You can't use some things as a metaphor because they go beyond the pale. They go beyond what people can accept, will accept as a metaphoric point. And you know, they don't. Some imagery is just sacrosanct. You can't use it effectively. And in the spirit of the moment, with the group that I was talking to, I thought that we could use this imagery effectively to make the point, but I'm wrong. And I would not do this kind of thing again, Jason. Yeah. It's too far. It's too much to be an effective tool.
I agree with that. You're correct there. I'm glad you came to that conclusion. Have you been getting any pushback from the caucus?
Oh, some concern. Wanting to know why it happened, what was going on, what the spirit of the day was there, and why this would take place. I would say you probably could call that pushback a little bit, but more questioning than just pushing back straight away. And I'm tried to answer that as effectively as I can, but there's really not much more I can say other than this was a mistake. It was a bad idea, and it didn't work, and I wouldn't do it again.
Like I said, it takes a lot for any politician to own up to a mistake, egregious or otherwise. Just politicians generally don't do that. So I appreciate that. I take you at your word. Again, I can hear it in your voice. We've talked many, many, many times. I can tell when something has impacted you and you realize the weight of the mistake. It was a huge mistake. I've said that. You've apologized, and I'm okay moving on. I think people who are going to act in good faith will be okay moving on, so long, of course, as this doesn't happen again.
I cannot see that it ever would, Jason. It was just a dumb idea, and it was not effective. And I like things that are effective.
Yeah.
So I will move on and try to find better ways to convey the real concerns that people have about their foundational rights being eroded.
Yeah. And again, you have great points on that. So focus on that. And I don't think the controversy will come again. We've been talking with State Representative Jim Walsh, Republican from Aberdeen. Still, of course, a friend of the show. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason, and your friendship means a lot to me. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.